Glenn Losanto at the London International Wine Fair talking to Ryan from
Eau Vineyards in Carcassonne, south of France.
Okay, and you guys do what?
I'm a winemaker, and then I also blog and talk and do anything else that I can to communicate about wine in my region.
You were on the panel just there in the access zone talking about social media and wine. You're obviously a fan.
Yeah, I think I get to talk from a unique perspective because I have some of the limitations and time constraints and energy and money constraints of a producer. And so a lot of the time, they like bringing me in, and I'm happy to come in to sort of bring things back down or up to the level of a producer, because it's different. You can't expect all the farmers to use social media and embrace it the way hotels do or banks, you know.
So you're saying that social media has to be tuned to fit its purpose.
It's very personal as a medium, and that's the utmost. If every winery tries to do what Starbucks did on Twitter, it'll never work. So you really have to, try to remind people to make it true to them and stay on their message.
Do you think social media might lead to a revolution in the way wine goes from producer to the table?
I sure hope so, because I'm a young winemaker, right? I only started 5 years ago, and I've had a really hard time with the conventional marketplace in most countries. And when I do find an importer that I like working with, like I do Naked in the UK, and they are epically innovative and different. And like they're announcing an iPhone app today, and I think that that's a perfect example. It might work, it might not work, but they're trying to change the way my wine gets to consumers. And I love that, because I want people who are willing to make themselves redundant through innovation. I'm all about it. That's what the internet's for.
Excellent. And I wish you the best of luck with
that.
Oh,
thank you.